Simon says. What do you say, Simon?
I say that I'm going to finish off the European travels that I was lucky enough to embark on 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And today's the final installment. So up until today, I have told you about experiences in Vienna, mainly concentrating on Jewish Square, Judenplatz. And then I spoke yesterday about Budapest and that horrific memorial at the side of the Danube being the shoes.
Right.
So now at this point, you can imagine my persecution complex is very highly developed and large.
Yes, and your in-your-face complex was also very much because you put on a kippah.
Yes, on the final day I did. So I returned to Vienna en route to London, and I went out on my final night's dinner. I just want to point out to you, by the way, apropos absolutely nothing, that it happened to be a Saturday when I arrived in Vienna, and I saw a whole bunch of about 64, 65-looking year-old gentlemen, all wearing baseball bats, caps, and suits.
Yeah.
And that was the first time in my life that I'd actually been confronted with the fact that Jews were not able or did not feel that they were able to wear yarmulkes.
You haven't been to Manchester lately, have you?
No, I haven't, but yeah. I have been to London and they do. But I want to tell you this quickly before time runs out. So I went out for dinner on my final night in Vienna. Very closely seated next to me.
Oh, did you have sausages?
Many. Very closely next to me was a couple whose language I didn't quite understand. So as one does, I asked them what language they were speaking, to which the gentleman responded, Arabic. Now, bear in mind all the build-up to this visit. As I said, my persecution complex was incredibly highly developed at that point.
Oh, so you were completely in a very friendly, receptive,
especially to Arabic.
We have so much in common
mindset. Exactly. And then I asked him, okay, where from? And then with Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
So now the persecution complex has just developed yet another degree or two. Anyway, Kathy, we started to talk and started to chat. And I thought, I'm not. I'm telling this man I'm Jewish. I'm telling him I've spent a lot of time in Israel. I'm telling him that my Israeli passport is full of stamps.
I'm South Jewish African and passport. You have to live
exactly.
with it.
Exactly.
I'm here to stay.
Give a damn. He didn't give a damn. He told me about his Jewish doctor in Paris. He told me about his father's Jewish doctor in London. And then the bill came and he swiped my bill and I got completely embarrassed. I said, please don't do this. This is hugely embarrassing. To which his wife responded, in our culture, it is humiliating if you reject his offer. So there I was, a committed Zionist Jew in anti-Semitic
without a
Vienna
persecution complex.
Being treated to dinner by a Saudi Arabian family. Go figure.
I love it, Simon Anstey.